Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. We are live at the MAM event with True School, doing a live podcast from the event. It's Friday, August 16th. I'm your host, Gideon, and we're going to speak to a few entrepreneurs who are here at the event vending and selling their original merchandise to patrons and give you guys some tips on how you want to set up if you're ever getting out to vend at an event like this. So check it out. Tonight's event has kind of a old school rock, old school hip hop theme to it. There's an old school hip hop DJ. There's probably about 20 vendors, and they're expecting maybe upwards of 500 people. It's a very busy, busy place. And the key is, how do you attract attention as a vendor amongst so many vendors? So some vendors have signage, some vendors have t-shirt racks, other vendors just kind of have a table with their product in hopes that someone will walk up and check out their product. It's a very slim chance, actually, because people are so distracted and time and attention has become the number one commodity. So to catch someone's time and attention is very important. And when you do, you kind of got to grab them and pull it in. So there are vendors who are still setting up at this point, and people are starting to walk in and take a look at the vendor's placement. It seems that most people will take one look and then come back on a second round. So when you get them, you really got to get them. We're going to talk to some of the vendors and see what their experience is like as an entrepreneur vending at events like this. All right, man, go ahead and introduce yourself and your company.
My name is Alonzo Aztec 9 Mickey. My company's name is Aztees. Cool, t-shirt man. Company.
How long you been doing the t-shirt company?
It's going on 3 years.
So you got an array of stuff here. What kind of sets you aside from other t-shirt companies?
I mainly focus on hip hop. The four elements of hip hop. If you look inside some of the designs that I have, it's hidden inside of them. And then I do custom stuff. So, you know, if you're ever looking for something that needs to be, you got a favorite picture, family reunion, stuff like that, I do things like that too.
And how often do you get out to events like this where, you know, potentially hundreds of people are going to be walking past the booth today and stopping by?
I usually do maybe 4, maybe 5 a year. And they're usually good turnouts.
And what's the kind of response you get?
I usually get a decent response. To be honest, I haven't had any negatives, so I guess that's a good thing.
And what kind of advice would you give to an entrepreneur that's like thinking about getting his product out there but might be a little nervous about presentation and how to put it out there professionally?
Just put yourself out there and get to know the other vendors, because that helps get you through through the hard stuff. We're all here as a family sometimes. And we look out for each other. So, you know, you got questions, you come in and you ask questions and don't be shy about it.
And are there any challenges you had as a vendor that you had to kind of get over?
Always the days of not selling anything. You know, you come in, you set up, you feel like you're going to have a good day, and you sell one, maybe two items. And it's not a good day. But you got to bounce back and continue to push, because it won't sell itself. So,
I imagine you got some products that are pretty hot that people like. Do you like stick to those and keep pushing those? And how do you bounce back off a day like that where you might have a bad day?
To answer the first question, I do have a main design that I roll with. I try to make sure I have enough of those when I come to events. But I'm always trying to expand. I'm always trying to add something new. I finally added I'm trying to start a little woman's line, my Hella Cute line. And, I'm steadily trying to branch. I'm trying to do different things all the time.
Right. Yeah, I always say, man, one thing I notice about you is your presentation is always good. Like, you know, you got the mannequin up. You know what I mean? You also got some diversity out there. You got the buttons out there just to kind of give some people some variety.
Right.
But also, your brand is so well recognized that no matter where I see it, I know it's you, kind of deal. You know what I mean? I think that speaks a lot to your consistency and just the ability to keep pushing something that's working. You know what I mean?
Word up. I appreciate that. That's I'm glad that it is seen when it's seen that it's noticeable.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you get it from other people too, but when I see it, I definitely notice your work, and that speaks for a lot for you as an artist to kind of set you aside from other people.
For sure. For sure.
And lastly, when it comes to just talking to people and presenting your product, is there any advice you give to somebody who just doesn't know how to present their product to new people or might get a little nervous about talking to new people?
You just gotta, sometimes you gotta step out of the box and you gotta put yourself out there, because if you don't, sometimes it just takes to sit there and let somebody come and talk to you. And if you have something that's interesting, people will come and talk to you and you will make friends. You'll see people that you start meeting. And, you know, I've been doing these markets since the beginning. So maybe two going on 3 years, and I meet more and more people every time I do one of these, because it's always a different event. It's always somewhere different. It's just for the young people and the newcomers, just don't be afraid to step out of your box. Bring somebody with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bring
That's
somebody
good advice.
With you.
Good advice.
I always have somebody with me. I even bring a couple of my kids sometimes just to, you know, to hang out, because you do have those days where you're not selling. But it happens. It's just part of the business.
And it's a social environment too, so you want to bring somebody who might, you know, benefit from the networking and also just kind of keep you social, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, so tell me again who you are and where people can find you.
My name is Alonzo Aztec 9 Mickey. My company is AZTs, Aztees. You can find me on Facebook at AZTEEZ or on Instagram at AZTEEZ _.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thank you.
So that was some really good insight from a guy I see out here all the time. I mean, he said he does 5 events a year, but I think he was being a little modest. I see that guy at all the big events, all the street festivals, and he's pretty consistent. And he always has a fully stocked table. Some great advice. We're going to see if we can find another entrepreneur. Okay, so can you tell me your name and tell me your company?
Nikisha Roberts Washington, and my company is Genre Urban Arts Printing Company.
And so what kind of products do you have here today?
We have anthologies. We have our signature print, Genre Urban Arts, 1 through 8. We have our Femme Literati mixtape that is our first edition that's for women of color. And we also have some buttons, and we have some art from some of our collaborators.
So how would you describe your company and the service you offer?
We publish creative, so written and visual art. We promote them on the website and actually in print as well. And we're also branching out to publish individual authors. So moving away, not necessarily leaving anthology altogether, but moving away from only doing anthology work.
And so what are some of the things that go through your mind when you come to prepare for an event like this, as in like vending?
Look, first of all, I want my table to look beautiful. I want it to be colorful, organized, not messy. I want it to have depth, so not just to be flat on the table, but for there to be levels to it. Also making sure that there is basic things like Wi-Fi. I have to come out of my shell a little bit and talk to people when I normally would be more introverted. And yeah, just having a good time after that is all good.
That's perfect. Great advice. Are there any challenges you faced when you first started vending and getting out here?
Just basically learning how to explain what genre is to people, having that elevator pitch, if you will, and really just figuring out how to connect with people in a short amount of time so that they can learn my story about genre. And once they learn the story about genre, they are more connected and more inclined to purchase.
Cool. All right. And then lastly, so you can get back to your booth, where can people find out more information online about you?
All right. Our website is genreurbanarts.com, and all social media is Genre Urban Arts.
All right. Thank you for your time. Okay. Can you tell me your name and your company?
My name is Brahma Brahma. Company is Unfinished Legacy.
Cool. So we're talking on the podcast today about vending and some of the things that entrepreneurs do to prepare when they're going out to vend and represent their product. So mm-hmm. what are some of the things that goes through your mind when you know you potentially can see hundreds of people coming by your booth today?
Like, most of the time I don't really think about that, because I more so just like prepare by like printing, because I print all the stuff mm-hmm. in-house, and that's usually what goes through my mind, making sure that I have everything printed and I have everything ready. So like, if people potentially come to my spot and see, like, I want to make sure that everything is like quality and the details are fine, because like, you know, customers going through your shirts, they want to make sure that like all the details are in there. Even though I print it at home, like, people expect high quality, especially if they're paying yeah. money that they worked hard for. So that's usually for me just making sure all the details are there. And then also like the way I set up too, like, I try to make sure everything's like aesthetically pleasing. So
know you're a product guy, so your mind is first on product.
Yeah,
making sure you got inventory, but presentation. Mm-hmm. Goes yeah. to your mind.
Presentation is very important. Like, I feel like, in a way, like, I want people to see all the stuff that I have out, but also just like my main seller too. Like, right now I'm selling the Milwaukee tees, and that's like kind of what's out, and that's kind of like putting it in their face in a way, like, where if they're like a mile away, they could see it and kind of eye catching. So just making sure, like, putting your product out in a presentable way, so that like when a person's walking by, they can see it and they could get like a glimpse and hopefully get inspired to come to your table and talk to you about like the thought process or like the design and like why you chose to make that.
Did you have any challenges when you first started vending?
Oh yeah. I remember, like, I remember this very vividly, but like the first time vending, I did it at like Center Street Days, and Fidel was there, and I remember I used to be like sitting behind the table and stuff, and Fidel was just like, yo, you should like stand in front of the table so when people are walking by, you could like talk to them and kind of like bring them in. So, and that's kind of, from till this day, like, that's all I think about is like, oh, you got to be in front of your product, even though the product is to show off, but like, you want to also be in front of it to be able to like communicate and like to interact with like potential buyers. Cause like sometimes, like, if you're just sitting behind, like, I see a lot of people like sit behind their table and like on their phones, and then the customers are just passing by, and if like, you know, like sometimes people just want to start that conversation, and that could lead into like a sale or anything, you know?
Absolutely. Which is my last question, was about the importance of making contact and networking. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. It may not always be about the sale, but sometimes yeah. about the network. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, like, the most important thing is like building my brand image, and I do that through like visuals and photos and whatnot, but like also like being in front of my product and being able to like use my personal brand as a way to like interact with people, and also like leading them into like this brand. So like, the more they know about me, the easier it is for them to like make that decision to buy a product that I've created. So like, if I don't talk to people, if I don't tell them that I printed all this stuff by hand, you know, that they might not be interested, you know, because it's a lot of people just like, you know, get their stuff manufactured in China or like big factories and whatnot, but like it's important for us as artists to showcase that we've put that time to like create, and like some people care about that, you know, and that's a way to just like not sell your product, but like give it that like brand image.
Yeah,
so like,
and
next,
also provide some value. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And even just like sometimes, a lot of time too, like there's a lot of, you know, teenagers that will stop by and like, yo, I want to start a brand, blah blah blah, but. And it's just like, it's just all about like communicating and like trying to like provide value to the customers before they even like buy into you. So like, the more value you give, the easier it is for them to buy into your brand. Yeah.
No, smart advice, mm-hmm. man. Let the people know where they can find more information about your brand.
So Instagram, Facebook, website, Unfinished Legacy. Yeah, everywhere.
All right. Thanks, man. Brema, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow, that was some great advice from a guy I know who's been in this business for a while, and no joke, he hand makes all his shirts and product, and he's out here, and definitely his brand catches the eye, and does a really good job on social media marketing the brand, It's a youthful brand, and that was some really great advice from both the entrepreneurs on what you should do to prepare for vending situations like these.
Check on the food.
And that about does it for this recording for today's podcast. Thank you for listening to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb. Make sure you subscribe and share the podcast. Help us grow and continue to provide messages for young and old entrepreneurs to get better. Thank you very much. Peace. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about some networking tips for those of you who struggle with networking and really would like some advice on how to get out there and market yourself. So networking is, for some people, a very easy thing. It comes very naturally, but others, it seems to be hard. And the reason it's hard because you really do have to put on your best face and get in front of strangers and, you know, represent yourself. So I'm going to give you a few tips on things that I do when I network, and I'm going to give you some power tips on how you can really increase your networking if you're already good at it, but you want to kind of take it to the next level. So I'll start this podcast by saying one of the things I always said as a business owner and a young entrepreneur coming up is you are really only as good as your network. And that meaning, you know, you can have a great product, you can have a great business, you can have a great nightclub, you could have a great event that you want to put on. But if you don't have access to your network and a way to communicate to them instantly or very fast, then you got nothing. I mean, when I was doing party promotions, you know, it's kind of competitive because everybody's kind of macho in the promoting business and wants to outdo the other and have the best party and whatnot. And a lot of people would wonder how I would get the word out about my party so fast without any radio or television advertisement. And the answer is I spent 70 to 80% of my time focused on building and tightening my network. Now, what does that mean? That means at all my events, I had sign-in sheets. I had people walking around the event to meet people and find out if they were having a good time. If they weren't, get their information so I could make them have a good time next time. You know, little things like that in order to find out who's already supporting your network and how can you reach out to them if there's a problem or if you have an upcoming event or something, a product that they can support. So in doing that, the first tip I'm going to give you is just to be genuine, be yourself, be who you are. And hopefully that's a good person, because that's the only way you're going to make good personal connections is being yourself. You can always tell when someone's not being real. You can always tell when someone has an ulterior motive. Make sure you be yourself. That's very important. And I think one of the most important parts about networking is being approachable and personable. So that always helps if you just give a nice smile. And that's not like to say walk around being fake, but have an open look on your face. I mean, nobody wants to talk to somebody who's dull, looks like they're grumpy, looks like they're having a bad day and they don't want to be there. People with bright eyes and good smiles, they get people to come up and talk to them all the time. And I'm just saying that to say, be approachable, be personable. When you're out networking at these events, have your eyes open. Don't have your head down. You know, look around you. When you sit down at one of those seminars and there's two people on the side of you you don't know, reach over and speak to them. Look them in the eye and smile.
and introduce yourself, because being personable and approachable goes a very, very long way. The second thing, well, not the second thing, I'm going to stop counting because I'm going to just keep giving you guys some tips here. But another thing is, when you're in that conversation, listen, actively listen. I mean, shut everything you have going off and show a person you're willing to listen, because that's the part about networking, I think, in person that brings value. When someone knows they're sharing their dream, passion, or product, and you are listening, and that's going to build some trust between the people you talk to, and when you talk, they're going to listen to. But you know, when you're talking, don't ever try to sell them your product. Just be yourself. You know, don't try to get money for your product. Don't try to, you know, fundraise for them your product right away. Be yourself and explain your product and what you have to offer. You know, I think the other part is, you know, after you make that engagement, make sure there's a transaction. Make sure you have a business card. Make sure you have a mailing list. Make sure you have a contact list of the people you meet, and categorize them by their specialty. So you know they're in your network and their specialty is a part of your resources. You want to research too. You know, if you know you're going to meet some people, do your research. Get on Google and import these people's company's names and their names into a Google search and find out information. Because you know why? When you're in one-on-one conversations, it's nothing better in your advantage than stroking someone's ego. I'm telling you, man. For example, you know, applying for a job once, you know, I did the research on the woman I knew who was applying, and I knew she had been in the industry for 30 plus 35 40 years. And when I got in the interview, I got a sense that maybe she was a little unappreciated. She felt like maybe she had been doing so much work that people didn't recognize. And this is just things I picked up from her in the interview for a job. And in the last question I asked her, I said, "How'd you get in the business?" And just me knowing, I already knew the answer because I had done my research, but I wanted to hear from her. And the entire shift of the meeting changed. She lit up because now somebody finally cared about her story. And we spent the majority of the time talking about her and how she got in the business and her accomplishments than we did about mine. And I got the job. But I know it was because I stroked her ego a little bit. I got to know who this person was before I went in the room with her. And I, you know, I did a little character analysis on how I could manipulate this conversation into benefiting me. So the next thing is, bring someone. If you're going to a networking event, bring someone. Bring someone who's either in the industry or around the industry of you. Bring someone who's outside the industry. Bring someone. Why? Because it helps, you know, and make sure they're the right someone, of course, someone who doesn't misrepresent you, but it helps when, you know, you're being in a social environment and you have someone you know. If you don't know anybody, of course, you might feel a little nervous. Someone you know might give you a little more confidence to get out there and be yourself. The next thing you want to do is, you know, introduce yourself to people for the right reasons. You know, if I'm a music exec and you're a painter and all I do is music and all you do is paint, you know, there might be some ways we can cross businesses, but it's probably a fine line. So, you know, pick and choose the people you want to network with. I mean, you know, you don't have to be too picky or whatnot, but the people you want to focus and target network on, the people you want to power network with, the people that can help advance your business. They should fit your industry. They should fit your needs. They should be people that can help you, not someone who's completely out of the industry you're in. I mean, you know, you can build relationships a lot of different ways. I'm not saying, you know, don't meet people, but if you want results, you want to meet people who are in your industry that can help you. The next thing is, you know, you're going to meet a lot of people, but you're going to meet more people through the people you meet. So the best way to get a good referral in any business I've been in is people talking it up. You know, your customers, after you made them happy, they go back, post it on social media and talk it up. Those are also people you could pull into your network. If you get a client from a client, make sure you add that client, that new client, into your network as a member of your network, not just a referral, but another member of your network. If you're an artist and you go do concerts in small clubs and campuses across the United States, you want to bring a mailing list. You don't know how many times I've been to shows and went to see artists perform, and none of them have a mailing list to take note for the fans that have come to their show. So when you go to your next show, you could alert your fans, and then you go to your next show, you can continue to alert them, and you release your product, you can alert your fans, and now you have a fan base. You have a network base. So a lot of artists wonder why they're not getting anywhere, and that's a big part of it, the first big part. You have no way of contacting your base when you have something great going on. And that might be a big problem for a lot of people in the beginning stages of networking, because it doesn't matter how many people you meet if you cannot reach them when the time is right and when you need to. Next, I'd say, you know, don't take up too much time. I mean, unless you feel the conversation is going in a really, really right direction, do not take up a lot of people's time, because time is money and nobody likes someone who just talks too much. So get to the point, you know, practice on your elevator speech. So when you do have a moment with somebody who's influential, you don't choke up. You don't miss the key points of your business that are going to attract and bring that person on board with what you have going on. Also, don't just talk. Let the other person speak a little bit, back up a little. Don't cut them off, let them speak. Why? Because this is the conversation. And though you're excited about your passion, listening can get you a lot further than speaking in many occasions. So be an active listener, as I said before. And you know, ask for suggestions on how you can expand your network and how you can continue to grow. Ask for suggestions about how you can better your business, about how you can meet new people. Why? Because you're in an engagement with a person. Don't treat them like just someone who can help your business, but this is a person who might be willing and able to share with you some cool tips on what you can do to better your business. So like, really ask those suggestions, and during the conversation, you know, focus on your goals, but also focus on what the person you're speaking with is talking about. If it's their, you know, goal in business, don't just glance over it and glaze over it. You want to show them the same attention and appreciation for their ideas and passion that you would expect for yourself. So if you're an introverted person, this may be difficult because you're an introverted person. But if you're an extroverted person, you know, this might come natural for you. But I would challenge everybody who's whether introverted or extroverted to try to gain 5 new contacts every day. 5 contacts that can help your business grow, whether they're from online interactions or in-person interactions. But you're going to pull these resources into your network and reach out and try to make a connection, and not just have a contact, but a connection. And that's so important and such a big difference from just having contacts, but actually having connections and people that know when they call, you answer, and that when they have a need, you can provide the service, and keeping that relationship strong. But when building those relationships, you have to understand you are only good as how fast you can reach your network. You know, if I do a great event in the community, but I can't reach the community leaders to invite them at the snap of a finger or the push of a button to an email or a text message that's going to mass group everyone, and now I've become the talk of this industry, then I'm missing out on a key part of what networking is all about. You know, it's a web of information that goes from one, you know, level to the next, one entity to the next, one company to the next, and being able to distribute that information quickly is what makes it important. Now, I can only say this, and I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on it because it's the obvious. If you're nervous, if it's hard for you, the only way you're going to get better is to do it, is to get out there and do it. And just like any conversation, if it goes bad, it's probably the last time you'll see that person the rest of your life. So you got nothing to lose. Get out there. Put yourself in front of people and say hello. Smile. Open your mind. to their ideas, share yours, and feel free in the universe to network your thoughts to others and bring them into your network by keeping an adequate, efficient, organized database of the companies and resources that can help you grow. So thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, please email me ASAP at GearTruth@gmail.com. Make sure you log on to YouTube and subscribe and like my YouTube page where I travel, I vlog, I kick it, I post a lot of my projects. It's Gideon Webb on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe, please. And share this podcast. If it helped you, share it. And please comment and let me know if this is something that helped you in any way, shape, or form. Thank you very much for listening. God bless. Peace.